Okay, hold on, Flux. Slow down. What do you mean that Kimon has gone off the reservation? Did he try to get you to commit a crime?
Well, no. I mean, I made it clear that I would not partake of a crime, but he made it clear that he killed Daniel Masterson willfully and of his own intent.
Okay. Flux. So, crime is not like a... It's not usually a feelings thing. I mean, murder charges tend to be kind of like black and white. Snakeman could probably explain this better.
Well, it's an excessive use of force, which, like you said, is just going to keep escalating.
Okay, but we can't arrest Kimon for thought crimes. Believe me, if that were possible, he'd already be in Luna Island.
But don't we have enough evidence for a charge?
Well, we could push the DA to charge him. But Flux, they called in the military. And Mercury was shooting guided missiles at people. You might be able to recognize Kimon's criminal intent, but you'd have to unanimously convince a jury.
We could explain his powers. He has supernatural accuracy when he throws things. He never misses. He chose that kill.
He does miss things, though.
Well, I've never seen him miss.
You've barely seen him fight. He's not perfectly accurate. He is very good. But hitting that gyrocopter might have been a bit of a long shot for him, and there's a chance he might not have made it.
Well, what's the limit? Like, how far can he...
I don't know, Flux. It's a throwing arm and a superpower. I don't have a perfectly calibrated estimate. Can we get to the point? You were supposed to talk with Kimon and let him incriminate himself, and instead, you told him off and let him know that the two of you can't be friends. Is that about the size of it?
I don't think you're being fair. You're not seeing this from my perspective.
Okay, all right. You're right. I'm sorry. It's just that if we want to bring Kimon to justice, we're really not allowed to do it in the form of frontier justice. We're not allowed to just hang people because we know what they've done. We have to go through court and be able to hand off enough information to the district attorney that they can convince a jury. That's the black and white part, kind of, you know, we've got to fit laws. Right now, you're convinced, I'm convinced, but the DA isn't here and he's not in the moment. If we write all this down on paper, he's not going to understand why this needs to be a trial, and that means that he can't make a jury see things from our perspective either.
Aren't you friends with the DA? I mean, maybe if you explain things.
It would be a very high-profile case that would get a lot of media attention. Flux, if we're going to take Kimon down, it would have to be very airtight in every possible way.
But there has to be some way that we stop him.
Look, he's clever. He knows the rules. I've been keeping my eye on him for years now, but he knows how to toe the line. At some point, I know he'll slip, but killing Daryl Masterson was, from a strictly legal standing, likely enough within the lines that we wouldn't get a conviction.
This system needs some kind of reform.
I agree with you there, but that's a process, and we'll have to work on it. For now, let's get all your bugs and equipment cleaned up, maybe have a little spaghetti, and we'll get back to the office. If Kimon vanishes and nobody knows where he is for enough time, that'll violate a condition of his pardon, so don't worry. If we wait, we might just get him anyway.
Paul, what do you do after you hang up on Elvis?
I'm gonna go straight to Unstoppable Industries. I'll walk right past Sasha. Hey, Sasha, how'd I look on TV?
Oh, Mr. Kimon, I almost didn't recognize you with the disguise. You look good. I'm glad that you're still alive.
Thanks. I'm gonna go wash this dye off my face real quick. Hey, while I'm doing that, can you track down Light Show and let him know I want to meet with him in the office upstairs?
Oh, sure. I'll let him know you're coming. You get your beard cleaned out, and then you ride the elevator to the top floor. In the office, Terry and Lightshow are waiting. Terry is tapping his foot nervously, and even Lightshow looks apprehensive. When you walk in, he says, "Oh my God.
You can't keep me down.
I saw you in two pieces. They asked me to identify the body."
Well, you know me. I always pull myself back together.
How?
Okay, so there's a trick to it. Follow me here. All right, imagine me. I'm standing there in front of the pearly gates. St. Peter pulls out a book, and it's full of my sins. He starts reading them off, and as you can imagine, it's kind of a large book, so eventually he and I are both kind of starting to nod off. That's when I realize nothing is stopping me from grabbing the book and throwing it over the gates. So, while Peter's trying to figure out how to get the book back, I turn around and run back the way I came. Next thing I know, I'm lying in two pieces at the morgue. So, I start my day like everybody else, you know, one pant leg at a time, and now I'm here, right as rain.
None of that story is true.
None of it except for the part where I woke up in the morgue. I can't tell you what death is like, I have no memory, but I wouldn't be surprised if St. Peter is up there trying to climb a very tall fence to rescue a book.
I feel like only the real Kimon could talk this kind of crap.
Yeah, well, if you died and came back from the dead, how would you go about breaking the bad news to everyone?
I don't know, get Hallmark cards or something? I mean, that's a tough thing to ease people into.
I like the approach where you just rip it off like a Band-Aid.
So, Then how?
I told you, no recollection. I'm in the morgue, my legs are attached, I walk out. I have a few theories. One is, you know how if an angry ghost still has business, they hang around and throw books at startled housewives and kids with cameras or whatever? Well, what if instead of possessing a little girl and making her head spin around, you just went and possessed your old body? See, I'm too practical to die.
I think that is actually how some slasher villains work.
The smart ones. Yeah, see?
Okay. Wow. So now what? You just get your old job back? Oh, shoot. Did you see me impersonate you on TV? Are you mad?
I do have notes.
Look, I wasn't totally cool with it.
She did go along with it, though.
Well, I'm new to this branch. I don't have the experience or seniority to start big arguments at Unstoppable HQ. I got to thinking maybe I'd be able to... I don't know. I mean, I saw your body. I thought I should have pushed back.
Hey, it's all right. You know, even the persona that is Lightshow has a human heart. I feel like you nailed my mannerisms pretty good, so if emulation is flattery, I guess I should be pretty flattered.
Still, you know, I feel like I ought to say I'm sorry. I still should have...
No, I mean, you're right. What would you do? If you put your foot down and told the truth, what would happen if Lowry decided to run his own story anyway? The guy's a media master. He knows what he's doing. And I assume he knew what he wanted to do long before you did. He took initiative, and sometimes that's all it takes.
I don't know.
Well, I know a way you could make it up to me.
Oh, a piece of paper. Okay, let's see. Really?
Yes.
Okay, Lightshow hears out your proposal, and he asks, are you sure?
Look, not only will I forgive you and recognize you in my good graces, I will owe you a favor.
All right, then. Lowry and Elvis, you guys finish your spaghetti, get cleaned up. The owner of the restaurant thanks you guys. I love having superheroes eat at my place. I hope you enjoy the services and the food. Can I maybe get a picture and an autograph? I'll hang it on the walls.
Of course, we love small business. Happy to be on the wall.
You guys get back to the office, and when you arrive, Sasha, the receptionist, informs you that Kimon and Lightshow are waiting for you upstairs.
He's here?
Yeah? Why, is he not supposed to be?
Thank you, Sasha. Come on, let's go.
But what do we do?
Nothing. We don't have to do anything. We're going to go through that door. Kimon is going to be sitting in the boardroom, and when we walk in, he'll swivel around, say something smug, and then tease us about whatever reaction we give him.
You don't think he's going to maybe have it out for me? Because I called him out on his crimes?
I'm sure he is going to have it out for you, but I doubt he's going to try to kill you in broad daylight on the top floor of Unstoppable HQ.
But what would stop him, though? Just you and me?
I'll stop him, and Lightshow is there. Don't forget that you can teleport, and you have a brain. That's enough to overpower Kimon. He's a good fighter, but he's not better than the three of us combined. If you think he is, then you've let him get in your head. Actually, on that, whatever joke he decides to crack, don't react to it.
Why? What kind of reaction would be bad?
Anything that gives him control of the exchange. I am in charge. I will assert control of the situation.
Okay, all right. You are in charge. I will let you do the talking.
You guys arrive at the top floor, you push open the doors, and just as you predicted, the head chair is facing away from you. It swivels around to reveal Kimon, wearing a white bedsheet with two holes cut in it. He has dressed himself as a sheet ghost.
At last, Lowry and Elvis, now you know the terrible secret. I am not alive, but have returned as a terrible specter. I have but one message. Lowry, you must abandon your greed, or you will be chained as I have been before the government took all the chains in the lawsuits.
Oh, my God.
Don't take the Lord's name in vain, Lowry. He said he hates you in particular.
I march up and I yank the sheet off Paul.
You yank the sheet away and reveal nothing but thin air. Paul is not even there.
What?
I jump out and grab Elvis.
Ah!
I was behind you the whole time.
Wait, but then...
Lightshow and Terry appear in the corner. He'd been using his powers to disguise himself as potted plants that are normally over there. Lightshow waves sheepishly.
Oh, for goodness sake.
You guys thought I was a sheet ghost.
What is wrong with you?
Oh, a man shouldn't enjoy coming back from the dead. Is that what this country is coming to?
A grown adult man should not be pretending to be a sheet ghost in the middle of the workday in his own office.
All right, 2 points. First, I was not a sheet ghost. That part was an illusion. I think I've made that clear. Second, why should a man not be entitled to be a sheet ghost from time to time?
Because... We have a dress code.
We're allowed to have casual Fridays. Why don't we have sheet go Saturday? It even alliterates. It's better than casual Friday. Whoever came up with casual Friday's an idiot.
Because we're not in kindergarten, Kimon.
You know what astronauts and kindergartners have in common? They both drink juice pouches. You're never too old to do the things that feel right, Lowry.
All right. Everybody out. Out. Kimon, stay.
Light Show and Terry head for the door after Elvis.
Catch Light Show before he gets out. Why would you do this?
Well, if I'm being honest, there was never going to be another chance to do it again.
That is not a good reason. I'm not mad at you. That is not a good reason.
Sorry. He and Terry leave and close the door behind him.
You said you weren't mad, but you did seem mad at him.
This has got to be one of the most childish things that you've ever done.
I mean, it's probably top 10.
We've had employees who come back from a difficult surgery, and they walk around and say hi to everybody to let them know they're okay. We've never had anyone dress up as a ghost and pretend to be dead.
That's only because they're recovering from surgery and don't have the energy to perform pranks about it. You know, a guy beats cancer, and he'd love to do something like this. I mean, man, he's alive. Let the guy live. You couldn't be mad if he celebrated with harmless pranks.
I could be mad because it's not workplace appropriate.
I beat death, Lowry. The big D comes after the big C. That earns a prank or two.
Did you and Light Show fake your death?
I would never do that to him.
Oh, you wouldn't, would you?
You made him pretend to be me after he had to look at me ripped in half. I'll admit it's probably not going to help his trauma that I asked him to do this afterward, but let's agree, both of us made some choices.
Really?
You did, didn't you? You heard I flatlined, and then you made a choice.
Yeah, but a real one, for the benefit of the company and all the people in it. That's not the same as this.
My choice here was fun, and will not have repercussions.
Oh, you don't think there's going to be repercussions?
Repercussions for me, for my professional conduct, is not the same magnitude as the repercussions for pulling a fast one on the whole city, nay, the country.
You know what, you are so impossible, and I see what you're doing. Let's talk instead about the secret meeting that you tried to arrange with Flux behind my back.
I just came back from the dead, and I wanted to have a more personal conversation with one of my colleagues before I turn up for work miraculously.
You obviously had an ulterior motive.
I saw that you put me on TV. I can't just come back. I gotta talk to someone and figure out why you did it. What's going through your head, Lowry? My motive was to get some perspective. Figure out if you had a strategy and if I had something to work with.
You're a liar. You didn't do this for me or for the company or anybody else.
Prove I'm lying. The kid didn't want to reconnect, so we didn't talk.
Yeah, the kid doesn't like you. Maybe because you stole his car. Maybe because you left him for dead after a fight with your own son. Maybe because you're belligerent and selfish and because you suck as a person. Nobody wants to reconnect with you, Kimon. You're divorced, your son is working for your enemies, and your coworkers hate you. Does that cover it?
Also, my motorcycle's broke.
Your motorcycle doesn't care about you either.
Aww. Look, I hear all that. But when I died, you got up in front of the public and told them that I wasn't dead. So that means, at least right now, Unstoppable Industries can't afford to not have Kimon.
All I need is the appearance of Kimon. We don't need the real guy.
Really? You got leads on where Mercury may have run to? I do, and I mean to follow up on them. You want me to go private eye and you rely on a fictional version of me to fill the space? Are there going to be two of me running around offering conflicting narratives? One of me on live TV and the other running naked through somebody's backyard in hot pursuit of some guy who's half wolf. Eventually, people are going to realize it's Light Show behind the fake on TV.
What did you really want with Flux?
A friend. Maybe a little hope that someone in this company wasn't rooting for my death. But hey, I actually am alive. And since you're saying so to the public, that must mean you need me to come forward, since it is true, after all.
You don't care what Flux thinks. What do you want with him?
Am I not human? Should I not care what my coworkers think?
You never cared what I think.
I cared what Rudy thought. I cared what Rudy believed in.
To you, he was nothing more than a tool to get to the ends that you failed to achieve. You act like you held him in high regard, but you just liked the part of him that reflected your own ideals, and you projected those ideals onto him. He did not really share them, because at the end of the day, your ideals are incompatible with a free and democratic society.
I spent more time with him than you did.
With a skull as thick as yours, what would that even matter? Could you even conceive of a perspective besides your own?
Look, Lowry, let's just put it out there. I hate you. But right now, I am alive. And you've told everyone that I'm alive to a clear amount of fanfare. So if you want me to walk, I can walk. And that'll leave me free to talk about why I left and what my opinions are about your leadership. In the long run, we both know you'll eventually grind me down and get a hold of the narrative, but in the short term, investors will worry. In the short term, the public will think the company is falling apart. Mercury is still at large. That mean green guy that kidnapped McDonald is still out there. You chose to lie about my death because it's important to keep your PR challenges in front of you in a straight line. Am I correct? If I'm alive, it's a non-issue for the stockholders right now. Mean Green is working with Mercury. Mercury's on the downswing. If all these things are true, everything is under control.
Those latter two things are true.
They are presumptively true. But if they don't become proven fact in the course of time, that will also be a problem. So what the man needs now is a dog to sniff out leads and find the trail. I am the man's dog. I will find these people and I will bring them to you, loyally and obediently.
Flux is a good dog. Lightshow is a good dog. Kimon, you're like a feral wolf. Whatever training you've had to make you sociable around humans hinges on your natural instincts not taking over.
I can, in fact, walk. The decision to keep me on board is fully up to you.
I could let you leave, offer you some kind of severance, like a pension.
People are gonna figure out I'm gone and talk about it. Besides, you know the money isn't much good to
me. Some of the investors see you as a liability. Your toys and likeness are one of our top sellers, but you do something wrong and that goes down the toilet. And you don't see a penny from that stuff either, so I know you don't care about it.
I enjoy that the kids like me.
Like hell you do.
No, I care that it feels like I bring joy to some people, at least to people who don't know me.
I'll talk with some folks and we'll decide. For now, just give Flux some space. He's like a chicken spooked by a fox, and I'd like him to calm down.
Right. Well, you know, the truth is, I've lost my appetite to be around him anyway. I'll get together a docket with some leads, and I'll talk to you when you want to talk.